Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It was a blood-soaked Sunday. 48 shootings in just one 3-hour span. 7 people were shot, 5 dead across the boroughs, Brooklyn, the Bronx, and Staten Island. And the work week brought no relief. At 5:00 last evening in St. Albans, 2 men opened fire, blasting a 14-year-old boy off his bicycle. As blood poured from wounds in his neck and stomach, the shooters ran. After which Queens DA Melinda Katz told 1010 Winds,
"There's COVID. There's not a lot of people on the street. There's a certain distrust of law enforcement."
And the mayor on New York One,
"There's a pain out there and a frustration that comes out of, you know, a long, long history of issues that have to be addressed in a forthright way. Mistakes in policing, problems in policing."
But the NYPD's chief of department, Terrence Monahan, says,
"New York City had days and days of anti-police marches that honestly crushed the morale of our cops,
leaving New Yorkers staring down the barrel of many, many guns." John Montone, 1010 Winds News.